Gracias, señor presidente.
Chair, thank you very much for allowing us to opine on this article. We would like to support Palestine on the removal of Article 12.12, which runs counter to the very goal of this article. The provision does not offer any further clarity on what constitutes the applicable legislation of the state party, nor the grounds that may exist for assessing the intents of the state party, which is required to turn down said mutual legal assistance or international judicial cooperation. Given the nature and the impact of business activities of a transnational nature, mutual legal assistance and international judicial cooperation are essential so that the affected communities can fully enjoy their rights under this legally binding instrument. Nor can we support Brazil's suggestion to add the concept of order public, given that it would provide potentially objection from states and might increase the vulnerability of the affected communities. It is also imperative that Article 12.1 be read jointly with 14.3, so that it follows the highest possible standard of respect, protection, and enforcement of human rights that is foreseeable, be it in domestic or international law, for providing mutual legal assistance and international judicial cooperation. The revised article should read as follows. State parties shall carry out their obligation under this article in conformity with any treaties or other arrangements on mutual legal assistance or international judicial cooperation that may exist between them. In the absence of such treaties or arrangements, state parties shall make available to one another mutual legal assistance and international judicial cooperation to the fullest extent possible under international law and in conjunction with Article 14.3.